Hello, my name is Chris, and I want to thank you for joining us for this Tenant Cloud podcast. This is a continuation of our series on how to find a tenant quickly. And if you have not listened to any of the prior podcast episodes, I highly recommend that you go back and start listening from episode one, because each one builds upon the next. And overall, all of the episodes in this series will help you to become a better, more efficient property manager in terms of how to properly market your rental and how to attract and retain the best high quality tenants for your rental property. Today's episode is about making sure that the price is right for your rental. Pricing is important. If you're priced too low, you might rent it out too quickly and leave money on the table, and you might not be able to do the things that you need to be able to do with your rental property or your business in order to grow it or even just maintain it. On the flip side, if your price is too high, it might sit on the market for longer than you might expect and cost you money in the long run. If the price is right, chances are you'll get just the right number of prospective tenants inquiring about the rental property, and you'll find a good tenant rather quickly, and you'll be able to maintain your rental property and also have room to grow your portfolio if that's something that you're looking to do in the future. A quick way to make sure that your rental is priced right is, and this is specific to your local market, is to do a rental market survey. Back in the day, like 10 years ago, you had to do this manually. I have done many market surveys manually over the years, but thankfully today there is software that you can use to do it for you in a matter of seconds, and it tends to be a lot more accurate. The data that is used is up to date, and the results will help you to rent out your rental property exactly how it should be priced. In fact, on Tenant Cloud, you can do that with one of our reports called the Rentability Report. And when you pay for the Rentability Report, you get all of the essential details that you need to make an informed decision on how to price your rental property in your specific market. There are a few other things that you want to keep in mind when you are going to set the rate for a rental property. Number one is the way that you price your rental property is going to determine if you even attract prospective tenants at all. Because if your rates are too expensive, then you're not going to probably get a lot of leads from people who are interested in your rental property. And number two, if you price it too inexpensive, then people might wonder what's wrong with the rental property and might not inquire in your rental property at all. So you want to make sure that your property is priced right in the right area for your area. Consider the common income in the area where your property is situated so that you can price the property not just based on the location, but also based on the area and the average income of prospective tenants in your area. The next one is it allows you to maximize your investment. You want to make sure that there is as much money available as possible for your rental property for things like emergency repairs and general upkeep. So you want to make sure that your rental property has all of those things taken care of based on your rental rate. One of the ways to ensure that you are able to maintain the property and manage your ongoing costs for your rental property is to consider the 2% rule. The 2% rule states that the monthly rent should be between 1 and 2% of the property's current value. However, that is not set in stone, and it can fluctuate and change based on your specific rental property, as well as by comparing rents against similar properties or single-family homes in your area. Which brings us to the next point, which is considering the rental demand in your market and the economy in general. If there's an economic downturn and it affects rentals or the demand for rentals, then you may want to adjust your price accordingly. If there's a greater demand in your area, however, based on the market or the area that you're in, let's say, for example, you are in an area that has a school that is in high demand and lots of people are looking to move into that area, then you may want to consider increasing your rates compared to maybe somebody who is just down the road but is in a different school district that doesn't have access to the district that you are located in. There was a rental property that I managed in Houston for several years, and that was the case with that property. There were people who would rent the apartments at that rental property, and they were willing to pay whatever the price was. In fact, They wouldn't even often live there, to be honest. A lot of people would just get the paperwork necessary to show that they were renters there and have mail delivered there. But ultimately, they would never actually move into the rental property. They only needed the documentation specifically so that their kids could go to the school that was in that district that that rental property was located in. So keep that in mind, that school districts and things of that nature are going to play a major role in the pricing of your rental property. A similar but parallel point to that is setting your rates according to the season. Keep in mind that the season has a big impact on the rental price for your property. The demand for rental properties tends to be a little stronger in most areas during the spring and summer seasons because that is a time frame in which people are moving between school and they're looking to relocate to a different school, or they're moving from one state to another after their child has completed school, or if it's college students, they may be transferring from one college to another, or maybe they just graduated from high school and they're coming into town because they're going to a school in your area. So whatever the reason is, it's typical for the spring and summertime to be some of the biggest moving months for rental properties. That may or may not be the case in your specific area, but that is generally the case in most areas across the United States. So with that being said, you want to make sure that you also try to structure your leases in such a way that the lease expiration dates end at a time in which you can take advantage of the time period that is most in demand in your area, regardless of whether that is the spring or the summer, or if in your area, because of maybe seasonal attractions and things of that nature, perhaps the winter time is a busy lease season for you. So perhaps you structure your leases in such a way that they end in that time frame so that you can attract tenants who are looking for rental properties in that area in that season where your rental property is located at. And last but not least, you want to take a look at the amenities of your rental property. No two rental properties are ever going to be the same, and so you want to take a look at what your property offers that the other properties down the road don't offer, and you'll want to price accordingly. Things like, has the property been improved? Do you have a 360-degree view of the city? Do you have a rooftop pool, or do you have a sauna? Or anything that is something that would set your rental property apart from the next rental property. Things that you can highlight that your prospective tenants and the demographic in which rents at your property is most interested in. You want to take a look at those things and price your rental property accordingly. Likewise, if you don't have anything that really sets your rental property apart from other rentals in your area, and other properties do offer luxury amenities and things that you really can't compete with on their level, then you may need to adjust your rental price downward rather than upward, even if everything else is apples to apples comparison. And that is a wrap on this podcast episode on how to make sure the price is right for your rental property so that you can find tenants quicker and retain tenants longer because you've priced your rental property accordingly. As always, thank you for listening to this Tenant Cloud podcast, and I'll look forward to talking with you next time.